Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We believe that Boomer went to Las Vegas and came back with the flu. Many listeners saying that flu B is rampant right now. Other listeners saying they went to Vegas, also picked up the flu. So Boomer's got many of the classic flu symptoms. We don't have a thermometer in here, but we do have our great sponsor, Chef IQ Sense, which is a meat probe that you stick in, you know, whatever meat you're cooking, and it'll let you know what the temperature is. So we were thinking that would work. So if we could have our digital expert, Tom Izzo, come in here. There he is. So Tom is wearing a welding helmet. Just make sure he doesn't get sick. He also has two young children at home. So here we go. There's the Chef IQ Sense. Now, Tom, before we end up talking to Boomer, if you could sit down here and let's sort of work on how we're exactly going to do this. So you were telling me earlier we have to set it to a certain meat to read properly. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we're going to have to choose what kind of meat we believe Boomer is.
Okay.
So you have choices here. You have poultry white, poultry
white,
dark,
for sure.
Beef, pork, lamb, veal, and ground meat and fish.
Mm, all right, I'm gonna say poultry white. Anybody else have a problem with that?
He seems like a meat guy, like a red meat steak.
But he actually doesn't. He likes like well done steak and stuff. All right, Jerry, what do you think?
I would go the poultry white.
Yeah. Poultry white, Eddie. Poultry white.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, not fish.
All right. So can I give an answer or no? It is me, after all.
Oh, I didn't know your voice was good enough to chime in here.
I was thinking pork.
You want pork?
Pork.
All right. He wants pork. Pork bend is. Over, Boomer.
Jerry.
Oink, oink.
Jesus. All right, so we'll do
tape.
We'll do some pork. Right, you got some gloves on there, too. He's got the plastic gloves on and the welding helmet. All right. So where would you like the Chef IQ Sense to go, Boomer?
Boomer, up your ass.
Yeah, I got a cold. I got aches and pains. It's the doctor.
Oh, really?
Call me. I'm on the air right now, Kathleen. Yeah, aches and pains. I got a bad cold, as you can tell.
My voice, he's got the flu, Kathleen.
No, my partner says I have flu B.
He's got the flu, yeah.
That's what I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save your time, Kathleen. He's got flu B. And now we're all else going to get it. So send some Tamiflu over here as soon as you can.
You're the best. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
She's bad. She has no idea what I do for a living. So, no.
Yeah. All right. So, where would you like this Chef IQ Sense? Would you like it in the butt? Would you like it under the armpit? Are we going to do the mouth, the ear? Where do you think
just
this is?
Make sure it wasn't in someone's butt first.
No, it was not. This is a brand new Chef.
I didn't test it.
Yeah, Chef IQ.
I guess under the armpit.
Under the armpit? We're going to do under the armpit.
Sir, all right, bend over.
And mask up.
All right, so
Jerry, just will you calm down?
It's not me, it's Eddie.
Do you think, though, maybe is the armpit going to give as good of a reading as the mouth? Because you see a lot of, you know, the mouth, I think. We're going to have to go into the tongue.
I think the mouth.
Let's do the mouth.
Well, I mean, this is a meat probe, so do we know that it's not giving off anything?
No, you just, it's sharp because it has to go in meat, so just don't let it go into your tongue.
Yeah, that's all.
It goes under.
It go under the tongue, yeah. You don't want to probe your uvula.
Is it sterile?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right, so the Chef IQ Sense is now under Boomer's tongue. This is a meat probe that lets us know what temperature it's... The meat is to take it out.
If this works, this would be a product you can put in the
supermarket. It's going up. So it's going up. So it started at 82. The target is 99. It's going up slowly but surely. 87 now. Keep it in there, Boomer. Keep it 89. Keep it in. This thing, it's moving. It's definitely working. 90. So if this thing, see, the problem is if we set it, I guess the target to 99. It does keep going if once you get to the target, though,
yes.
Lizzo? All right.
Yeah,
it keeps going.
It'll even talk.
It'll even talk? Okay. 91. I mean, this is unbelievable that this thing is working in Boomer's mouth. This is just unbelievable. All right, here we go. Here we go. It's now up to 98. 98. It's stopping. It's not talking either, Izzo. It's stopping at 98.
It tells you to flip the meat.
All right, here we go. It's up. It's up above 100. Son of a bitch, I knew it.
Yeah.
100. 101. Now, this is really not good.
Oh, man, you want the mask?
102. It's at 102, man.
That's a pretty good fever.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it still going up or no?
No.
But it doesn't go up any further.
It's a 102.
You get to 103, 104, it's off to the hospital.
Hey, baby, you got some Met fever?
No laughing. All right, we're at 102. It stopped at 102.
Fever.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that was a great idea on my part.
It was a tremendous idea.
You idiots would have never even thought about that.
Well, now you got 102 fever.
I'm like MacGyver.
So what are you going to do
about it
now?
If it works, you could actually sell it as a thermometer, too.
That's what I said. Awesome. You could put it in different departments now in the supermarket.
Oh, it's amazing.
Put it in CVS.
That thing is absolutely... I'm not touching. Get that away from me. You nuts, you freaking germ probe.
Look, I got Germex right here.
Okay.
I will wipe it down.
All right. I mean, it would be great if we could have... gotten a rectal temperature on you with that thing. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I'm not sticking that thing.
Where
the sun don't shine, I can tell you that right now. Look at that point. You saw the point.
I know.
Lube it up.
Lube
it up. What the hell is wrong with you, Jerry?
You're the one that came up with this idea, not me. You also came up with the butt idea, not
in
me.
The butt.
All right, so now that we know that you've got 102 fever, you got aches and pains.
He's been here already for 4 hours.
What does it matter, right?
It out. We've already been infected.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter at this point, right? I mean, we could.
Here you go.
No.
Just hand it to Izzo.
Izzo's got gloves on.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You'd be like a piece of pork, you big old.
I told you. Big old piece of pork.
Big old flu pork. That's what you are. Yeah, can I have the flu pork at 102 degrees, please? Yeah. Well, I tell you, the one thing we've learned here is this Chef IQ Sense is unbelievable.
It is.
You could stick it in your meat. It'll tell you when the meat's done. You could stick it under your tongue and get a body temperature. That's how insane this product is.
Yeah.
So accurate. Well, we hope that it's... I mean, it makes... Yeah. What? Oh, wait.
Did it? It finally said it.
I'm cleaning them.
Oh, you're cleaning them?
And it said 102.
Yeah, you heard that, right?
Yeah,
yep, I heard it.
I was going to say it again. It said 102. Your meat is done.
Yeah,
crackling pork shank.
Unbelievable. Well, thanks, Iz, for setting that up, man.
Good job, Iz.
You got it, guys. Anything you need.
Okay, right, thanks. Thank you. As he's got the welding helmet on and the gloves. 102 fever, according to Chef IQ Sense. Your pork is done. So is my weekend.
Pork on pork.
I can't even believe I'm laughing.
Yeah, well, it's not good. I mean, I'm trying to put a positive spin on this. Like, maybe there's a chance that my immune system can fight this off, but probably
it's
not.
Beautiful this weekend.
Yeah,
I don't want to be sick.
I know. I got plans. I got everything, the kids and the...
Well, the good news is that maybe I'm just sick now, and then by the weekend, I'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. We'll be great.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah, I know. We're great. Here goes Tom Izzo. He's not getting sick. We know that. Got all that crap all over.
Welding. Where did you get the welding helmet from?
Me. That I actually, the first day I came back from COVID, I put that on.
Oh, okay.
And I started the show with that because we weren't allowed to be next to each other and all of that stuff. I had to sit over there in the other, in Al's seat.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You sat in there?
No, in here, in Al's warm-up show seat.
Oh, and I was in the other studio. Right. That's right, I forgot.
Because that would have mattered. Like, I won't get the flu if I'm sitting.
Nobody seems to care now.
Yeah, no, I know. No, of course not.